So what's the most unusual compliment a fan has ever given you?
Most unusual compliment? Yesterday, I guess not too unusual, I was taking pictures and a woman just said, "Can you please just open your shirt?" And I was like, "Okay, I guess." You know what I mean? I was opening my shirt yesterday.
You'll indulge. I was talking to Natty earlier, and she said somebody named their baby after her.
Oh, yeah. Man, it's crazy. I get kids in trouble all over elementary schools for whooping tricks in elementary school. But just so everybody knows, this is not a derogatory term. This is the term of endearment. This is for standing up for yourself and righteousness overcoming. That's what whoop that trick means.
It has meaning for you, but when I first heard the term, it was hustle and flow.
Hustle and flow. Let's talk about it.
Are people surprised, like, when they find that out, that it has more context than just Trick Williams in a man, NXT context?
I mean, that's the magic of it, right? Things come in full circle. Hustle and Flow is a great movie. Shout out to Al Capone. He's actually the original songwriter of the song Whoop That Trick out of there in Memphis, Tennessee. And he's actually a good friend of mine and a big supporter of this whole Whoop That Trick movement, of course. So shout out to Al Capone, man. He's that dog.
Great movie. If you're old enough to watch it, I recommend it.
Yeah. It's hard out here for a pimp.
There you go. I have a couple more questions. You obviously have these issues with Carmelo Hayes. Not to look past him this weekend, but is this settled after this weekend? Do you want to move on?
I mean, if he wants more, I mean, this right here is personal. I don't think he wants to see me again after this weekend. You know what I mean? I got nothing but love and respect for Carmelo Hayes. I learned a lot from him, and I'm sure he learned a lot from me. But he crossed a line that a brotherhood should not cross, and this is the price for it.
Do you have a match that best represents your work in NXT to this point?
It's tough. I got to say a couple, but I would say the Iron Survivor Challenge, that shows my heart. You know what I mean? I don't care how far the tables look like they turned against me. I find a way, and I'm going to fight through. I'm a fighter, and that's probably also that Ilya Dragunov match, number two with me. I forget what special it was, but, man, we fought for 15 minutes. And that's the fighting heart of a champion. And Ilya was able to, you know, let me show that.
The Iron Survivor match was in Connecticut, right?
It was.
Bridgeport?
Yeah, I believe it was in Connecticut.
Yeah, I drove up for that. That was, people were like eating out of the palm of your hand. It was
great
to see people behind you. And, you know, best of luck moving forward. Thanks for your time.
I appreciate you.